Hello, my name is Frida. You reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No. Hi, is this a real person?
Yes.
Oh, yay. Your voice is so lovely. I wondered if it was recording.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to marry you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
So I have an eligibility question. We are Tennessee residents, and it is my understanding, based on what I have read, that Alabama will vaccinate people from out of state. Is that correct, or is it not?
They have been doing that, yes, ma'am.
Okay. It is also my understanding. My husband is a college teacher in Tennessee. It's my understanding that Alabama lists higher education employees as frontline workers, and I wanted to verify that.
Now, that's one of the tiers. That is correct. But,
okay.
Which, yeah, that is one of the, yeah.
Okay.
They are vaccinating teachers,
so,
yes.
So we have set up an appointment with CVS for Saturday, but I wanted to be sure that my understanding was correct and that if we, you know, drive all the way to near Moulton, Alabama, that, you know,
mm-hmm.
that we're sure that we really will be eligible.
Now, what I would suggest you to do, have you gone on to the Alabama Department of Public Health websites? Because they really go into detail as to who and what tier they're in and who falls under those tiers.
Yes, I went through yesterday as just kind of an experimental thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it did let us through with my husband's information, but the first appointments that were available through the county health department seemed to be well over a month from now. So it did let us through based on his age, which is under 65, but that he's a higher education employee.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know that it asked if we were Alabama residents.
No, I do know that they are vaccinating people from out of state, but I do want to let you know that you have actually called the COVID testing line. This is not the vaccine line.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. That's okay.
I'm so sorry. It said on the message I got when I tried to send a Facebook question about vaccination, it listed
mm-hmm.
this number as a COVID hotline, I believe.
Yeah, COVID.
I don't know.
Not the vaccine. Yeah, it's testing. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
That's okay. We get them all the time.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry.
No.
Okay.
Whatever you do, don't apologize. By no
okay.
means.
Then we're probably good, and I guess I will just call that CVS and make sure that they have decided to vaccinate locals or something. So
there you go. I just try to get as much information out of them since they're the ones that's going to be yaying or naying it. So I'd give them a holler.
I know. It'd be so sad to drive 3 hours and have a
I know. That would make for a bad day.
Yeah, it really would. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and I hope that I was able to help you. If you need any additional information, like I said, please visit the websites adph.org or cdc.gov. And if nothing else, I want to thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You have a great rest of your day, okay?
Okay, you too. Take care.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.